Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
Back at it as we continue on with the program here on a Friday night. So when you watch a Blues game starting on Monday, it's going to look a little bit different on TV as Bally Sports are officially going to rebrand under the FanDuel Sports Network. So as opposed to Bally Sports Midwest, it is going to be FanDuel Sports. I don't know if it's going to be FanDuel Sports Midwest or FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. But either way, it's going to be FanDuel is going to be in the name. The idea right now, and not to spend too much time going into the weeds on bankruptcy hearings, and we've talked about this a fair amount on this show, and I think people tend to be, of all the questions I get, actually, this tends to be as much of a question as I get from people. So there obviously is interest. I think some people don't really care as long as they can turn on their TV and watch the Blues or turn on their TV and watch the Cardinals or whatever else might be out there. But a bankruptcy judge did approve earlier today the deal between Diamond Sports Group, and that's the group that owns the Bally Sports Regional Networks, and sports betting company FanDuel. And the name change is going to be implemented on Monday. Now, Major League Baseball, according to Dan Caesar, wrote about this in the post. Actually, check that. Hannah Wyman wrote about it in something that's currently wrote about it in something that's on the Post Dispatch and STL website right now. Major League Baseball's got some objections about this, saying that they had been left in the dark about the agreement between Bally and FanDuel. And if I'm Major League Baseball, actually, that I get the frustration. If you are a baseball team and DraftKings is going to become the official sponsor, or the official gambling partner, whatever, of your team, and all your games are on a network that is being that has the FanDuel name, that may not be great for that. Now, Bally's is obviously a gambling company as well, but I don't feel like it's got the it doesn't feel the same. I don't know. It doesn't feel the same. And Major League Baseball is going to oppose anything. Major League Baseball is trying to get out from under all things Diamond Sports Group, and they're going to push back on anything that they can do to make Diamond just kind of go away. I get the sense that they are going to do. So of course Major League Baseball is going to push that. In a news release, the president of sports for FanDuel said, quote, a large cohort of FanDuel customers are devoted RSN viewers, and this agreement allows us to further cement the FanDuel brand with sports fans and provide a unique vehicle to reward our users. Here's the bottom line. Diamond is trying to do everything they can to stay in business. They found a company that's going to give them some money for naming rights, and they got some cash infused into the company during a period where they're going through bankruptcy, and they're trying to essentially get a judge to allow them to stay in existence, where Major League Baseball is trying to get them to go away. But it's not a completely united front on all this either, because the Marlins have already reached a new broadcast deal with Diamond. So it's not something where every major league team is trying to get out from under their deals with Diamond and what was Bally Sports. Attorneys for Major League Baseball and Diamond Sports Group revealed in the same hearing that the Marlins and Diamond Sports Group have reached a new broadcasting agreement for next season. Now, the Marlins have not announced the deal, and there's been no specifics on what they are going to get paid. They weren't getting paid that much in the first place. The Marlins are not a great TV product. They're not exactly getting huge ratings. Now, if you remember a week and a half, two weeks ago, a number of teams like the Twins and the Brewers and the Rangers, I feel like there's one other in there as well, they announced that they're all going to a direct-to-consumer option. That is something that has been widely rumored that the Cardinals could go to this upcoming season, as opposed to maybe ending up on another channel like Channel 11 or Channel 32, the Matrix Midwest channel that the Channel 4 folks have started. And I'm sure everybody involved would love to get a piece of the Cardinals for sure. But nothing Nothing has been announced. It seems like there is a distinct possibility that the Cardinals would follow the same path that those other teams I mentioned would go to. And the way that would look is there would be a TV channel out there. It would probably be a different number than what is currently Bally Sports Midwest. But when it's time for Cardinals baseball, if you've got a cable system, you could go to that number and the game is going to be there. But there's going to be it's going to be more available. So if you have YouTube TV or one of those other providers that did not have a contract to have Bally, that you're probably going to have those games available. And then there's also going to be the direct-to-consumer option where you can essentially watch it through MLB.tv with no blackouts. That, I still think that's probably the likely scenario of what happens for Cardinals baseball next year. But Diamond is doing everything that they can right now to stay in business. And at that last hearing, which led to teams like the Brewers and the Twins being able to announce their intentions moving forward. In that hearing, Diamond had already basically cut ties with those teams, saying that they did not plan to continue to broadcast those games. I don't completely understand the way this works, but the Cardinals deal and a few other deals are considered more of a joint venture than just kind of a one-sided contract going from one direction to the other. Because they're joint ventures, and I believe that has something to do with the club having some ownership in the actual network, those were not technically canceled the way the Brewers and the Twins and those teams were previously. So is there still a possibility that the Cardinals and Diamond Sports are able to get on the same page? And even if the Cardinals get paid less money than what they were supposed to get paid by Diamond, that they re-up the deal and that the Cardinals are back on that network again next year? Is that at least a possibility? That's what just happened in Miami, and that's what's going to go on with the Marlins. And Diamond still has the Atlanta Braves. They did not cut ties with the Atlanta Braves when they did that, so they still have two Major League Baseball teams in the portfolio, and they've got a lot of NHL teams, and they've got a lot of NBA teams, and they're going to continue to try to hold on to those. It's odd because every single time Diamond Sports does something, Major League Baseball pushes back in a really, really big way. When this gets announced today, when Major League Baseball comes out and opposes it, that tells me that in all likelihood, the Cardinals are not going to voluntarily end up back with Diamond. I just feel like whatever the voice of Major League Baseball and whatever the voice of Rob Manfred is, that I think there's a good relationship between Rob Manfred and Cardinals ownership. And if Major League Baseball doesn't want teams to be aligned with Diamond Sports, then I think the Cardinals are one of those teams that walk away. It's not as easy as that, again, because of this joint partnership sort of thing. And from a Blues standpoint, it is going to look different. When you turn on the Blues game Monday and beyond, it's not going to be Bally Sports Midwest anymore. It's going to be FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be called. And it's going to look a little bit different. So, yeah, it just really feels like Diamond is really trying to swim upstream right now to save their company and to get it out of bankruptcy. And they've got so many things going against them. And every once in a while, something happens that gives them a little bit of life. And this cash infusion that goes along with FanDuel, that's something that gives them a little bit of life. And it makes you wonder whether or not they have more of a life in front of them moving forward. If they lose the Cardinals, though, is the Blues enough for them to continue to stick around, or does it turn into something else? I don't know. That's a hard question for me to be able to answer. But that's where everything's at right now, just trying to provide a little bit of context on that. And I would guess it'll be sooner than later. I mean, they got to get it figured out. It's not that long till another baseball season starts. Sooner than later, we will learn what it's going to look like for the Cardinals on TV. Of course, you'll always be able to listen right here on KMOX. And you